Not
Nick, quiet.
Hello. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, today I'm going to give you an English lesson on figures of speech. And we'll deal with metaphors, similes, and hyperboles.
That's what you said last lesson.
Exactly. The only difference being that this time we'll do it.
Yes, sir.
And do it without the continual and uncalled for interruption. Stanford, what is a metaphor?
A metaphor, sir?
Yes, and it's not a thing you shout through at a football match. That's a Methodist. A megaphone.
What is, sir?
A metaphor. A megaphone.
You don't have to be a Methodist to shout through a megaphone, do you?
Of course you do. No, you don't. And I didn't say you did.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Exactly. Listen, will you just mind your own business, Bottomley, and let Stanford answer this question?
Yes, sir.
Well, go on. What do you shout through at a football match? What is a metaphor?
Oh, strikes.
You shouldn't have any difficulty with this. We've had it before.
But we haven't at our place, sir.
Haven't you?
No, sir.
Oh.
But I know what you mean, because the people next door get it.
Oh, I see. Well, what? The people next door get what?
It's metaphor stuff.
Metaphor stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, it's some sort of fritz, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is, but no! Some sort of fritz? Listen, are you trying to be funny?
No, sir. Kitten gets in sandwiches.
What? Stanford, look, will you try and use your brains for a change? I can just imagine a man going into the public library and saying, I want 3 metaphor sandwiches, please.
Sauce or mustard?
Mustard.
Will you have them here?
Thank you.
Tea or coffee?
Glass of milk.
Cows just one.
No, wait a minute. Serves you right, Godfrey. You're far too fond of that sort of thing. I've already told you to mind your own business. I was just trying to show Stanford how ridiculous his answer was. And I don't want you chipping in. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Have you finished your attack of sunstroke yet?
Yes, sir. Yeah. What? How do you mean, sir?
What I mean is, have you recovered from your burst of insanity?
That wasn't a burst of insanity, sir.
What? Well, listen, this might be a complete surprise to you, but you don't get a metaphor sandwich. It's nothing to do with eating at all. And I can't understand how you could possibly imagine that it was.
Well, I thought it was some sort of German Fritz thing, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. And wait a minute. You're thinking of a metwurst. Not metaphor, metwurst. That's a sort of a Fritz thing that you eat.
Well, I don't.
Don't you?
No, I go more for nuts.
You are nuts.
Yeah.
I... Look, and unless you're prepared to keep that tongue of yours still, you'll be a corpse. I'm sorry I've got to use these slang expressions in front of you boys, but apparently it's the only language you understand. I've tried it. Green bottle.
Yes.
Late again.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I bet I haven't missed anything.
No, and I'll bet you... What? Listen, I haven't...
Well,
there's no need to be insulting as soon as you arrive. You didn't miss anything. No, green bottle, and I certainly didn't miss you either.
No.
Well, sit down in your place and keep quiet. And as a matter of fact, you have missed something. You've missed Stanford making a fool of himself.
No, yes, I never saw any more that was right.
Look, keep quiet. You're not at a football match, you're in the classroom. And you can't deny that you didn't make a fool of yourself, Stanford.
Strike, sir, but I reckon...
Hold your tongue. I asked you for an example, I ask you what a metaphor is. And you think I'm talking about some sort of fritz, a metwurst. I've never heard anything like it. You're the most addle-headed pupil I've ever struck, metwurst.
No, and I haven't either.
No, and it's only... You haven't what, either?
I've never met word.
Met word? What?
It's the greatest kid I've ever struck.
Yeah, that's all right, sir.
My private opinion is...
Quiet! Listen! Will you boys stop this unholy din? I simply will not tolerate everybody talking at once.
No.
Exactly. If you must speak, speak one at a time.
Well, whose turn is it?
Yours.
God.
Good.
Once upon a time, there were 3 bears.
No,
and the father bear said to the mother bear...
Now will you keep quiet, Bobby? If you're not prepared to take any notice of what I tell you, you can just accept the consequences.
But Strike, you said it was my turn to say something.
Yes, but I didn't ask you to tell me a fairy story.
Why, sir?
I've heard it before.
I know some new ones.
Do you?
Yes, about little Bo Muffet.
Bo Muffet?
Yes, she had spiders all over her sheet. And one day when she...
Green bottle!
Yes?
Do you want to stand in the corner?
No, you're thinking of little Jack Horner.
The what?
He's looking at his stump. And look at the plow.
Yes, no, I get one in there. And that might keep you quiet for a while. I don't know why it is, but every now and again you get a sudden desire to tell us all the nursery rhymes you know. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just a sheer waste of time. Now stand over in the corner.
Yeah,
Stand over in the corner and put your face to the wall.
Yes, but I was understanding.
There's no need to say anything. I've heard quite enough from you for one day. There's no need for you to take any further part in the lesson.
Yes.
You'll stay in after school and make up the time that you've wasted. Now, you other boys, pay attention. What is a metaphor? Well, go on.
Go on.
What is a metaphor?
A metaphor. Strike.
Well, look, can't somebody tell me something?
I could tell you about the new kite I'm making.
Could you?
Yes.
What on earth is the matter with everybody today? Apparently, I can't even drag you along. Well, we'll soon see about that. Yes? And I've had about as much of that as I want for one day, too, Bartley. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Can you give me an example of a metaphor?
No, sir.
No. No idea?
No, sir.
No. Good. Stay in after school and write out the word metaphor 500 times.
Oh, strong.
Bottomley.
Yeah?
Can you give me an example of a metaphor?
When, sir? Tomorrow?
Yes, I'll call back. No! Tomorrow? What are you talking about? I want to know now.
Oh, well.
What do you mean, all well?
Oh, well, it looks like me starting with Stanford.
Exactly. Yes, Bottomley. And for being insulting, you can make yours 1,000 times.
I think.
2,000 times.
But Strike, you pick on me.
3,000 times. Well, is there anything further?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, 4,000 times.
Any advance on 4,000? No, Greenbuckle. But it's just as well for you that you're out of reach, my boy. Come back here. Come back here immediately, where I can hit you if necessary.
Yes, but I'll be a good boy.
Oh, a crawler.
Yes.
Look, the less you say, the more chance you've got of avoiding heavy punishment.
Yeah.
And remain standing.
Yeah.
Or better still, if you can give me an example of a metaphor, you can sit down.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, well, now I'm practically halfway to be safe.
How are you? Well, I'll warn you, Greenbottle, that I don't want any nonsense.
Yeah.
I want an example of a metaphor, and just before you start, I'd like it to make it clear that it's nothing to do with Fritz sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it is not.
Yes, it is.
All right.
That's just what I said. Well, go on, tell us.
Yes, yeah,
well, and it might help you to know that it's a figure of speech. I told the other boys that before you arrived.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's like when you say tennis racket, but you mean grand piano.
Is it?
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, is it? Well, of course you're wrong, because of course it isn't.
Of course.
Shut up. Although I will admit, Greenbottle, that you are much closer than either Stanford or Bottomley.
Yeah.
But you're still wrong.
Yes, well, see if you can understand this a little better.
Yes, all right.
I'll try and make it simple.
Yes, well, that's very good of you. Listen, Greenbottle, when I want you to teach me anything, I'll let you know. But until I do, just try and remember that you're the pupil and I'm the master.
Yes, but I was only...
If you want to qualify what you've already said, I don't mind. Because you were slightly along the right lines, right track.
Yes, well, it's the same as when you use a word because you can't spell the one you're thinking of.
Oh, I see. I beg your pardon?
If you know a word that you can't think of, you could think of another that means the same that you don't know.
Don't you?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Metaphors.
Metaphors? Well, you're not doing anything of the sort.
Yes, I am. It means the same as a word you can't think of, and so you use it, because you know it, in the place of the word you don't know but can't think of.
Green, but would you mind pausing for about half an hour with this, your explanations and give somebody with some brains a chance to work them out?
Where can we get to do that?
I don't know. Perhaps Mr. Stoodles would come in.
No, it didn't bother me.
Serves you right, Bobby. I'd advise you to try and behave yourself, my boy. You're in quite enough trouble as it is. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
You don't by any chance mean that a metaphor is when you're about to use a word, and then you decide to use another word, which has the same meaning.
Yes, that's what I said.
Did you? Well, I didn't hear that. No.
One word is the metaphor of the other.
How is it? Well, now that I've discovered what you were talking about, it's now my very unpleasant duty to inform you that, as usual, you are quite wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I was not.
And I tell you, you were, Greenbottle. Words with similar meanings like that we call synonyms, not metaphors.
Yeah.
That's what we call a synonym.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, don't you feel well?
No, I'm a bit off color. Well, of course I feel well. I've never felt better in my life, But I certainly don't feel that I can put up with any more insults from you.
Yes, well, I was only trying to put you right.
Well, you know nothing whatever about it. What do you think a synonym is?
Yes, a synonym is where the Jewish people go to church.
So it is.
Yes, of course it is.
No, it's not. It looks nothing of the kind. That's what we call a synagogue. But that's an entirely different thing altogether. A synonym is one of two or more words in a language which have practically the same meaning.
Like boots and socks.
Yes, like boots and socks.
Ham and eggs.
Fish and chips. No! Listen, Botany, don't start being ridiculous, my boy, or I'm likely to lose my temper.
But I thought that was right.
Yes, what? You thought it was right?
Yeah.
Oh, so boots and socks have got the same meaning, have they?
Well, they're always together.
Oh.
Well, so are my mother and father, sir.
Are they?
Yes, sir, they're always together.
But we're talking about boots and socks, mum.
Exactly.
Yes, but they probably wear boots and socks.
Do they, Stanford?
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, there you are, then.
Exactly.
Yes, well, my mother and father aren't synonyms.
Aren't they?
No, because the old man won't wear socks.
No.
Well, that's a little bit. The old man ought to be wearing a straitjacket.
Listen, for goodness sake, stop this row. Look, it doesn't matter how many times I tell you about that same sort of thing. It makes no difference at all. You seem to do it all the more.
Yes, sir.
Well, stop it before there's any serious trouble. And what on earth all that boots and socks business was about, I don't know.
Yes, well, it's probably
Look, there you go again. Can't you boys understand a plain English sentence? This class is just going from bad to worse. All right, you'll all stay in after school and we'll work out the definition of these various figures of speech then.
Why, sir?
Well, I thought it'd be nice. Why? Perhaps you understand that language a bit better. You certainly don't appear to understand what I tell you. I think we ought to do more English in this class than anything else.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Exactly. And if it's... have any problems?
Well, I was just agreeing with you.
Why? I mean, what about?
About we ought to have more English lessons.
Should we?
Well, that includes spelling, doesn't it, sir?
Spelling? Yes, of course it does.
Well, now, that's where I'm bad, sir.
That's one of the places where you're bad.
Yeah.
Look, you keep out of this, Green Bottle. And Botany, do I understand that you're actually admitting that you're bad at spelling?
Yes, sir. Sometimes I can't spell the simplest words.
Can't you?
No, sir. Now, take a word like good morning.
Good morning?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Strike, I'll get that.
Oh, that lesson finished rather quickly. No, come back here. Come back.